Mike Yurcich, the new offensive coordinator at Penn State, he met with the media today. Yeah, Mike is a lot like James Franklin, who, by the way, is celebrating his birthday today. Coach Franklin's 49 as of today. But, you know, he spent time in the PSAC, as did Mike Yurcich at Edinburgh and Shippensburg.
I went to Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, Division II school. I spent 6 years at Edinburgh and was coordinator for five of those years. Coached quarterbacks all 6 years. Lou Tepper was the head coach there my first year. Learned a lot from Lou, very detailed, organized coach. And then Scott Browning took over, learned a lot from Scott as well. From there, I went to Shippensburg, coached for Mark Macheski. Awesome guy, great leader, and learned a lot from him from a structural standpoint. And a lot of the things I do today throughout my day, I did back then at Shippensburg as well.
It's interesting. Lou Tepper is one of that Mike worked with him because Lou Tepper is really a terrific defensive mind. Now, when you're an offensive guy, offensive core mind, you can learn a lot how to attack when you're around a great defensive mind, which is interesting. Okay, so from that point now, is offense. What do you think the offense will look like in the end?
So it's not going to be a Mike Yurcich offense. It's going to be a Penn State offense. It's going to be an offense. There's three keys to it, really. Traits, if you will. One, physical. We want to be a physical offense. Two, we want to be a smart offense. Three, we want to be a skilled offense. We're going to be a talented offense, obviously, from the players that we're able to recruit here at Penn State. But we want to be tough, smart, and skilled. Tough, smart, and skilled. And so when we line up, the most important thing is our players, how we line them up in formations and how we get them matched up, and lastly, it's plays. So players, formations, and plays. And, that's been the key to our success, having a physical mindset. And there's the game hasn't changed in over 120 years or however long it's been playing. It's still one up front. We got to be physical up front. We've got to do a great job recruiting up front. And then we have to put speed on the field, playmakers. We got to have a guy behind the center that can make decisions and be accurate with the football. What kind of, quarterback is that? We've won with all kinds. Guys that can run it a little bit better than some, but the most important thing is we have to be able to throw it accurately. We have to be smart. We have to be tough. We have to be good leaders at that position. And we have to surround them with really good playmakers, guys that can make plays in space.
See, there's some key in that. Number one, he talks about the offensive line always being important because it is. And you still have to be able to run the football in today's game. Jack Ham and I are both big believers that you still need to run the ball. Now, it doesn't matter what order you're in. Does not matter if you feel you need to run it to set up your pass, because you can also pass to set up your run. But if you have some semblance of a threat of balance out there, the threat of it, that's how you keep defenses off balance, because you have the threat and the ability to do both well. What Mike Yurcich does that I really like in watching, I've watched some Oklahoma State video and I've watched a lot of Texas video. He does a great job of setting up matchups, especially on the outside. He sets up good matchups. And he also does a great job of setting up plays, sequences of plays, which then opens the door after he sets you up to take deep shots. Because he's got you thinking one way, and then he hits you finally with what he really wants. So what is he looking for in a quarterback? He didn't get specific about Sean Clifford. He wants that to be an evaluation to be saved for after spring practice. So what's he looking basically for in a quarterback?
Well, it's always a challenge, and you never want to think that you figured it out. So I take a humble approach, I'd like to think, into each job. I think we have to understand a couple different things at that position. What's really important is that our eyes have to be right and our feet have to be right. And if you have those two things going for you on each play, then you give yourself a chance for success. So I don't know what happened in the past, and I'm not here to judge that right, wrong, or indifferent. But what we'll do moving forward is make sure that the quarterback's his eyes are right. He knows where he's looking, where he needs to be looking, and wherever we tell him based on whatever particular scheme that we're running. So his focal point and his eyes are disciplined, and he's always steady with how he progresses through his progressions, how he moves through his progressions. And nextly is his feet. He's got to have a good platform. He's got to transfer his weight. Those are things that we can control, where our eyes are, our eye discipline and our feet discipline. And then on top of that, you know, it's about the individual's accuracy and their talent level.
And so he'll get started. He already has started with making this happen. But again, I really like the way he sets up his sequences, where he gets you conscious about something, and as soon as he feels that you're conscious of it, boom, he then makes it work against you, and he takes his shot at it. Right, you know, very interesting. And look, he's got talent to work with. He didn't really get into the talent blueprint here, but I mean, you do have a quarterback going into his third season as the starter. You've got a dynamic wide receiver in Jahan Dotson, a tremendous prospect in Parker Washington. Now, what do you get on the other side? Do you get a real advancement from Keandre Lambert-Smith? Do you see something now from maybe Malik Mega? Do you see something from Norvell Black? We'll see how that works out. Or maybe somebody else coming in, like a Lonnie White. We'll find out what they want to do there. He's got running backs. Yeah, Noah Kane will be back. Keyvon Lee showed us a lot. Keziah Holmes, you like him. Get Devin Ford. And so you have a lot to work with here. And for the most part, a veteran offensive line. You lose Michael Mennett. You lose Will Fries. You lose Pat Freiermuth. But between Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson, you saw the foundation of a very good tight end spot. You'll have a new tight end coach there because of Tyler Bone. It looks like it's going to go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But to go with Urban. But you look at the offensive line. As the season went along, Caden Walls got better at the right tackle. Rasheed Walker has established himself as a very good left tackle. There's a good reason why Mike Miranda was second team all Big Ten. And Mike Miranda can give you time at center. He can give you time at guard. Des Holmes is a guy that I thought had a good chance to start till he got banged up in the preseason. So he'll be back, healthy, ready to go. Then you got Juice Scruggs. Well, the more Juice Scruggs played last year, the more you were just impressed, and he just kept playing and playing and getting better and getting better. I was impressed by that. A young guy like Sal Wormley is somebody that has a lot of potential. So, I mean, they have a chance to have a very good offensive line. Very good offensive line.